Grace you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's been said that there are only two things in life that are certain: death and you all know it. That's right. But the reality is that there are folks who avoid paying taxes, whether that be legally or illegally. But there is no one who avoids death. They can prolong it and delay it, sometimes even cheat it, but they cannot avoid it. Eventually, death catches up to all of us. And that's why death is often called the great equalizer. Because rich or poor, young or old, health conscious or junk food junkie, death treats us all the same. And not only is death the great equalizer, I like to call it the great segregator. For you see, death separates us from everything that we have and that we love in this world. It separates us from our family and our friends. It separates us from our home and our possessions. It separates us from our hopes, in our dreams, and our plans for the future. And finally, it separates us from our very breath itself. Scriptures refer to death as that last great enemy that we must all face. And rightly so, for there's nothing else in all of God's creation that takes as much away from us as does death. Which is precisely why our epistle reading today is, that one from Romans 8, is such a comfort to me personally, I think a comfort to the entire church. Paul reminds us in these verses that there is nothing in all of God's creation that can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that includes even death. That's why death may be the great segregator, because it separates us from everything that we love and that we cherish in this world. It cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And that's why Paul, in his very same chapter, Romans 8, he calls us more than conquerors through him who loved us. For since Jesus died and rose again, died as the payment for our sin and rose as our victor over the grave, death and the grave have lost their hold on us. Death no longer possesses any lasting power over us, and it poses no eternal threat to us. In our gospel reading just a few moments ago from John chapter 5, Jesus said, "A time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of God and will come out. Those who have done good," by which Jesus means those who have believed in him, who've had faith in him as their Savior, they will come out and they will rise to live. "And those who have done evil," and again by that, Jesus means those who have rejected Christ Jesus as God's Savior sent from heaven, they will rise and be condemned. And then in our Old Testament reading today, we have those familiar and those beautiful words of Psalm 23. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you," meaning the Lord, our shepherd, "you are with me." These words of King David and the words I spoke earlier from John, from our Lord Jesus, remind us that not even death can separate us from the love and the power and the presence of our Heavenly Father that is ours through Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And it's because of this biblical, spiritual truth that we can commemorate this day, this All Saints Day, as a day of joy and hope and longing. Because you see, since Christ has overcome sin and death and the devil, since he is always with us, even as we go through the very shadow of death, even to the very end of the age, and since nothing can separate us from his love, not even death, and finally, since a time is coming when all of his followers will be called from their graves and will be raised to live with him and his Father in heaven, since all those things are true, thus all of our deceased loved ones who were disciples of Jesus Christ, who while they walked in this earth believed in him and loved him, they will one day also reign with Christ in eternity. And not only will they reign with Christ, but we will reign with Christ also, and with them. Thus, today is a day of great joy and celebration for us in the church. For even as we, with tears and sorrow, remember our loved ones, our fellow saints who have passed from this life, husbands and wives, sons and daughters, and moms and dads, brothers and sisters and friends, we also, with great hope and confidence and excitement, look forward to that day of joyful resurrection, when we will be together at the foot of the throne of the Lamb. All Saints Day truly is a day of celebration and anticipation. You see, for all of God's people. Because God's loving presence and protective care extends to us regardless if we are still walking this earth or whether we've already been called to rest in our Father's arms. But you see, as Paul wrote in Romans 14, I love these words, if we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. So whether we live or we die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be both the Lord of the dead and of the living. And thus, the saints of God refers to all the holy ones of the Father, which is to say that all those who have been forgiven of their sins through faith in Christ Jesus are the holy ones, the saints of God. And that applies to those who are living, and it applies to those who are departed equally. Death has no bearing on whether a person is a saint or not. And it has no effect on whether a person is loved by God or not. It can separate us, that is death, can separate us from people. It can separate us from places. It can separate us from things. But it can never separate us from him. And so as you today take time in the privacy of your heart and your quiet time to remember your loved ones who have passed from this life, the fellow saints of God, those saints who now sleep in the arms of our Father. Remember that our Savior Jesus is coming back, and he's going to call them forth from their graves, and he's going to call us forth from our graves too. And together, we will rise and be with our Savior forever. And it's because of that All Saints Day that we can celebrate this All Saints Day today. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.